You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. Yes, welcome to The Football Hour. And I've got something special for you. And not just you, I've got something special for the person that I've wrote this love letter to. Oh yes, I've sort of given it away, haven't I? You are now about to experience footballers' love letters. Oh yes, this is where my tone changes and I start talking like a DJ like this. Okay, let's start the show. This is the part of the show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players or when a certain player scores an amazing goal and it makes me feel a real tingle inside. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players or a goal his team scored, we turn into Shakespeare. Not only do we turn into Shakespeare, we turn into Keats, we turn into E.E. Cummings, or we turn into Jamie Carragher talking about his love for Steven Gerrard. The words somehow rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So, the other day, I was minding my own business, watching England, oh yes, very boring, and I was just thinking, Harry Kane is the only team. Only team? He's not a team, Alex. Well, he was over the international break. I was thinking, Harry Kane is just one of the only players that I trust in that England team. And maybe, just maybe, I should do something for him. And weirdly, this song came on the radio. If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'll tell the world just you know what, Al Green? That is exactly what I'll do. Isn't it so strange that every time I'm having a thought about a footballer, that song just managed to pop on the radio? But thank goodness it does, and it better keep popping on the radio. Thank goodness it does, because I thought, Al Green, you're right, I'll write a love letter to Harry Kane. So this letter is addressed to Mr. H. Kane, Spurs, Wembley Stadium, North London, HA90WS, England. This is Footballer Love Letters. I really hope you enjoy it, Harry. Dearest Mr. Kane, what has it been like the last few weeks? Since the month of August departed and left us, something arrived at your door, and it wasn't this love letter, was it? I know what it was. It was your scoring boots. Harry, how did you do it? You have been on fire. I think if I touched you, I would need to put a plaster on after, because you have simply been on flames, my boy. Not only for England, but for Spurs. I know, because I've spoken to you quite a few times this season, that you do find it difficult to play at Wembley. But if you get you away from Wembley, playing against Huddersfield. Oh, do you remember the other week? Before international break? Harry. Those goals, they were just put in the onion bag. You just put them in the bin. I'm very proud of you, Harry. You're becoming someone that not only Spurs can be proud of, but this nation, England, can be proud of. No, you know what? I'm going to say it. Britain can be proud of. You are one of the only England players that England fans like. And that must be quite a tough responsibility, because you must go into training with the other England players and think, everyone hates you lot and they love me. I have a similar feeling in my office where, well, actually, it's the opposite way around. Everyone hates me and everyone else likes each other in the office. But one day, Harry, hopefully I'll be as liked as you. What's it like playing for the Pozzettino, Harry? Forget England for a minute. What is it like playing for Pozzettino? You and him seem to have a brilliant relationship, a working relationship, a business relationship, where he's your boss. He goes, Harry, I want goals out of you. You say, boss, don't you worry. Just got to send these emails out. Soon as I send the emails out, I will get you a few goals. It's business-like, Harry. But I've got to say, what happens if you keep banging them in for Spurs? I know a few clubs in Spain, namely Barcelona and Real Madrid, who might want a striker. There's also a big club in Germany called Bayern Munich. Would you ever be tempted away? Spurs fans, well, they're not going to find out about this because this letter is written to you, Harry, and you don't have to tell them. But would you ever think about moving away? Nah, you love Spurs. This season, though, are you going to have a Bale? Are you going to have a Suarez? You're going to end up player of the season, aren't you, lad? The two goals for England, they were superb. They got us the victories. 2-1-0 wins. Thank you, Harry Kane. One a penalty, one a nice little toe poke to end that horrible Wembley game against Slovenia. All I can say, Harry, is thank you, mate. Thank you for both them England goals and keep scoring. Big love. Yours faithfully, Alex Mearns. Ah. Oh. There we go. There we are. Another love letter. Penned to another footballer who's going to completely ignore me. But that's life, isn't it? Sometimes that is life. You give what you get. What am I on about? I don't have a clue what I'm on about. All I can say is, Harry Kane, I know you're not one of the most intelligent blokes in the world, but if you ever get the chance, take out a pen, take out a piece of paper, and just, you know, you don't have to use long words. I didn't use long words in my letter, but just write me a nice letter saying, thanks, Alex, I love the Football Hour. Me and the lads listen to it on the coach when we're on away days. You don't have to say that because that would be a lie, wouldn't it? You don't really do that. But, Harry, yeah, go on, send us a love letter, lads. I do these letters every week and no one responds to them. I have penned letters to the likes of Ronaldo, Matt Letizia, Dennis Bergkamp. I can't remember any others. But they're big names and they just keep ignoring me. I know they're busy people, but come on. Come on, I deserve better. I take a lot of time penning these, these gorgeous love letters. That's what I'm going to say. They're gorgeous, gorgeous love letters. That was Footballer Love Letters. It was to Harry Kane about his two goals for England last week. Spurs fans, hopefully he'll come back from international duty with his scoring boots. Hopefully he didn't leave them on the plane back from Lithuania. Oh no, imagine if he did that. I'm sure you'd be fine. I'm sure he picked him up. Anyway, Dele Alli, we'll start firing him in soon as well. Right, Spurs fans, I've got to go. England fans, I've got to go. That was Footballer Love Letters. This has been the Football Hour. See you in a bit.